Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, September 17th. I'm Keith Collins for the Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that federal prosecutors plan to criminally charge a former Boeing pilot they suspect of misleading aviation regulators about safety issues blamed for two fatal crashes of the 737 MAX. That's according to people familiar with the matter. An attorney for Mark Faulkner, who was Boeing's 737 MAX chief technical pilot during the aircraft's development, didn't respond to requests for comment. Boeing and a Justice Department spokesman declined to comment. President Biden met with two centrist senators and defended his plans to increase taxes on companies and high-income households to help pay for his $3.5 trillion spending plan. The moves come as Democratic lawmakers hash out details of the package. Biden expressed confidence that the social welfare bill and a separate bipartisan infrastructure bill will reach his desk. We exclusively reported that investment firm Invesco is in talks to merge with the asset management unit of custody bank State Street. The division manages nearly $4 trillion in assets, and a potential deal would likely be one of the industry's largest in recent memory. An FDA advisory panel is set to meet today to look at evidence on COVID-19 booster shots as it considers whether to recommend them. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares rose in early trading. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.